Let's do some picks. Why not? How did we do last week, Mikey B? Did I beat Gio? Please, please tell me I did. Maybe no. Oh, you don't even know.
You both went 3-3.
We both went 3-3, so that means I didn't make up any ground on him. I'm going to start in the NFL. We were just discussing Detroit and Minnesota. I like what Case Keenum did last week. How could you not like what he did? And Stephon Diggs is becoming a superstar in this league. This guy is phenomenal, and they're playing at home. Kendrick's at that linebacker position. The other stars they have on that defense. I like Minnesota, and they're protecting the quarterback.
Shockingly.
The top five in terms of the fewest sacks in the league thus far. So I'm going to take Minnesota and that minus two. I think they cover. Cincinnati, Cleveland. Some offense finally. And the reason Cincinnati showcased some offense on the road at Lambeau last week, they got the running backs involved. Joe Mixon, I think they're going to lean on him a lot more in the passing game. So Cincinnati covers at minus three at Cleveland. Even though Cleveland gets Myles Garrett back, let's see if they can, that offensive line for Cincinnati can hold up. We discussed KC, Washington. KC undefeated, minus seven at home. I played there in Arrowhead, one of the best venues in all of football, and the home of the Chiefs. It will be loud. They will be into this. Washington looked great last week versus the Raiders at home. Can that type of performance travel? I'm going to say it can't. Chiefs, minus seven.
I'm looking at NFC North here, Detroit, Minnesota, the game you were just talking about. I like Detroit plus the two. They're a road dog in this game. The Lions got robbed last week. Had Golden Tate been actually down at the two-yard line instead of the one-yard line, Stafford gets another playoff and might get into the end zone. I think they're going to be a little angry. I think Minnesota is slightly overrated after last week. Give me Detroit plus the two as the road dog basically got to win outright. Philadelphia is a road dog as well, but they're a better team than Los Angeles and the Chargers. They're getting a point and a half, so basically this is a bit of a pick 'em. I think the Eagles go out to LA and get a win. The Chargers are 0-4, and I know the Eagles got slightly lucky with how they came back last week against the Giants, but a lot of self-inflicted wounds by the New York Giants. I think the Eagles are the better team. I could see them moving to 3-1 with that win on the road. There'll be a lot of Eagles fans taking that trek out to San Diego. We know you can get good seats still available in L.A. and a day at the beach. And then in the AFC North, I like the Steelers laying the three on the road against Baltimore. They were embarrassed last week in how they lost that game. I think all of that kind of craziness that happened with are they in the tunnel, are they not in the tunnel, Al Villanueva, Ben Roethlisberger, getting that out of their system. I think they're refocused this week. They're on the road, a familiar foe, but I think the Steelers win this game and probably do it by 4 to 7 points. So give me the Steelers laying the three.
Cool. College real quick. Georgia on the road at Tennessee, the CBS game of the week. Georgia, -7.5. I'm all over it, baby. That defense is beating up for Tennessee, and you got such an excellent running game there for Georgia. And Fromm is not playing like a freshman. Cal at Oregon. Justin Wilcox going back home. Born in Eugene. Played at Oregon. His defense is playing much better. If they stay away from the turnovers, 6 turnovers last week in that game versus SC. I think give me Cal and that plus 15. USC, Wazoo, that game tonight. I like Wazoo plus 5 in this one. Number one defense in the Pac-12.
I love Washington State getting 5 points tonight. Luke Falk's going to put up yards. He's going to put up points. And Wazoo's going to stick in this game. And we both said, watch for an upset here tonight. I like Vanderbilt plus the 9.5 at the Swamp. I mean, obviously, they just got trounced by Alabama.
You next, Alabama.
But, I mean, is Florida good enough to beat anybody by 10 points? Can Florida's offense put up 10 points? And Vandy really should have kept that game closer. At least that's what we thought. I just think Alabama's that good. So Vandy plus the 9.5, I like. And then Oklahoma State against Texas Tech. Tech can't stop anybody. Okie State is the favorite by 10 points. They got embarrassed last week. I think they come back full guns a-blazing. They'll put up 42 points of this game and beat Texas Tech by more than 10. So the Cowboys lay in the 10.
Texas Tech is playing much better defense, man.
They only give up 38.
Going into last week's game, right, they were giving up about 124 on the ground. They held Houston. In Houston's house, 110 yards rushing. They're playing better on that side of the ball.
They gave up 45 points to Arizona State.
And they didn't give up 8 touchdowns to one guy like they did a year ago versus Florida State. I think they're playing better on that side of the ball. I think Oklahoma State wins the ball game, but I like the defense they're playing currently at Texas Tech.
I mean, that's amazing that they can give up 45 points to Arizona State 2 weeks ago, and you like the defense. That just shows you where Cliff Kingsbury's defense
exactly.
has been.
Exactly.
You know, they're improved. They're only giving up 6 touchdowns a game.
Hey, baby steps, man. That's what you have to look at when you're talking about Texas Tech and the defense. But some great games across the board. And Miami and Duke, let's not forget about that ball game today. Last time Miami went to Duke, you had that crazy 8 laterals, illegal laterals
yeah.
on the kickoff. And Larry Scott, who's now the OC at Tennessee, was the interim head coach for that ball game, and his official screwed that one up. But Duke is playing well. Watch this quarterback, Daniel Jones, playing extremely well for David Cutcliffe and the Blue Devils, and they've got a nice running game defensively. They're playing well. Miami, the back end, the secondary, they are not playing so great, but their front seven, they really can get after you. And Mark Walton tweaks his ankle last week versus Toledo, comes back in the game and averages about 20 yards a carry.
Yeah, and Miami's only played 2 games this year because yep. of the hurricane stuff. So I think they're still fresh. They're still probably working out some of the kinks. This is Miami's year to get to the ACC title game. Yep. They've never been to an ACC championship
Say
game.
Say that again.
Which is impossible to believe. They've never been to the ACC title game. This has got to be the year. Mark Richt finally has his fingerprints on this. But you're right. This is kind of a weird game. Duke tends to play well in these interesting spots of the ACC. National TV tonight, so a game to watch.
DA, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
you
man,
and all
fun,
the
Jones.
Folks on the mothership have a blast here from 9 to 12. And all the co-hosts I've had this week, appreciate you. Mikey B, PDB, Billy Jackalone, Bogish, everybody, and all you out there listening. I think Gio and Jones will be back together Monday. We'll see. Only time will tell. Have a great weekend.